Exercise 4, page 74. Speaker 1.
Police are asking for witnesses to come forward with information about a particularly vicious crime which took place in the Brightside neighbourhood of the city on Saturday night. An elderly resident was attacked on his way home from the supermarket and suffered serious injuries to his head and neck. Early reports suggest he was set upon by two youths dressed in dark clothing. If you saw anything suspicious in the Brightside area on Saturday night, please contact the local station on 295 6391 or drop in at reception.
Speaker 2.
Witnesses to a crime always seem to have a perfect memory in films and TV shows and never have a problem identifying the guilty party. Unfortunately, real life can be somewhat different. In fact, due to human error, police can rarely base a case on eyewitness accounts alone. Studies have continually shown that people get it wrong when they try to identify people they saw committing a crime. Thankfully, though, courts of law require detailed evidence before sentences can be passed for crimes involving eyewitness accounts.
Speaker 3.
New technology is making the daunting task of appearing in court a bit easier. Today, some people, particularly young witnesses, take the stand to give evidence via video link. Lawyers can now question vulnerable witnesses in a safe environment, which is designed to be non-threatening and help them relax. Then a video of the questioning is played for the rest of the court to see. This has proved to be less traumatic for the witness and makes it more likely that they will give a reliable testimony.
Speaker 4.
A few years ago, I witnessed someone being mugged in the park. The victim was hit over the head, but thankfully he was okay in the end. Since that incident, I have never really been the same. Seeing such a thing can really alter a person and how they feel about the neighbourhood they live in. For starters, I don't think I'll ever walk through a park again at night, whether I'm alone or not. Experiences like this one can really scare a person enough so that they modify their routines. It certainly did for me.